You can wholesale it. If you can't wholesale, it's not a deal. And so you basically buy it at this price. You can assign the contract. You can do a double closing. But that's called wholesale, and you make profit for doing that, finding the deal.
You're listening to 5-Hour Real Estate Week, where you'll learn to consistently buy real estate in only 5 hours a week. So if you're ready to invest in real estate, achieve financial freedom, and own the lifestyle you deserve, even with your job, this is the show for you. Now, here's your host, Mike Butler.
Okay, guys and gals, welcome again. Here is Mike Butler, and on the 5-Hour Real Estate Week podcast, and today's topic is Freedom Fridays. And on Freedom Fridays, here's an important component, and of course they all are in your real estate investing business, but what's a deal? What is your definition of a deal? Well, I can tell you when I got started, I bought boatloads of properties, and I had no idea why I bought them other than they were a deal. And sometimes it's easy getting in the deal, but how do you get out of the deal? So with training and education, I discovered and learned about what were the exit strategies of a deal. So let's go back to the what's a deal thing. I can ask you what's a deal, and when I teach live events, I could go around the room and maybe ask the first three or four people, and they'd have different versions of what their definition of a deal is, okay? And that's okay. I don't think there's any perfect answer on that, but here's the solution. Here's the thing that's going to fix your problem on what's the deal. What are you going to do with this thing? Okay, how's it going to fit into your investing business? So years ago, I got exposed to what's called exit strategies. And wow, this made me, I had that deer in the headlight look, and I said, wow, that's going to solve all my problems as far as trying to figure out what a deal is. And so we had, I'm going to call it the caveman exit strategies. There was only three of them. And the first one was wholesale, which you probably heard of already. The second one was buy and hold to make it a rental property. And the third one usually involved a fixer-upper and then selling it for top dollar. So I'll call that retail. And those were the three exit strategies I had for years and years and years. And anytime that I'm considering making an offer on a property, I would see what exit strategy would be the best fit for me. So some properties I did not want to do buy and hold on them, and I did not want to retail them, but every property you look at, you can wholesale. And if you can't wholesale it, guess what? It ain't a deal. So the three caveman exit strategies was wholesale, buy and hold, and retail. Now I've added four more exit strategies just for you, well, primarily for me, and then I added them for you. So what I learned over the years is instead of just wholesale, buy and hold, and retail, I found myself, let's say after I make an offer and after a motivated seller signs off on that and I got a contract to buy a property, well, I started thinking about what I could do with it in addition to the caveman exit strategies. And lo and behold, I came up with four more exit strategies. So let's take a look at them and I'll try to break them down one at a time and we'll go through this pretty quick. And so today, my seven exit strategies, and you can write this down or you can hit rewind and replay. Number one is wholesale. That kind of speaks for itself. Okay, so wholesale is to buy it at a cheap price and mark it up just a tad bit and sell it for a little extra money. And there are boatloads of wholesalers today. I probably get 30 emails from them every single day. And some of them don't know what they're doing, and some of them try to take all the profit, but you can wholesale it, okay? And if you can't wholesale, it's not a deal. And so you basically buy it at this price. You can assign the contract. You can do a double closing, but that's called wholesale, and you make profit for doing that, finding the deal. Okay, the second one is wholesale and finance. Wholesale and finance. All right, so you get a great deal on a property, and yeah, you could wholesale it, but what if you're going to wholesale it to an investor and they're a little short on cash? Well, make them put some money down, preferably the amount, whatever it is you buy it for. And then you can sell or finance the balance until they get this thing put in shape or get it rented or get it refinanced and cash you out. And what I have found is when I do wholesale and finance, sometimes I can double or triple my profit by doing it that way. So for example, let's take a fellow that has, or a person who has a used car lot. So they'll go find a car somewhere. They'll buy it and buy it cheap. They bring it back to their car lot, put some lipstick on it, and then they put it out on the lot for sale. Now, the sale price that they're asking is marked up. That's fine. But guess what the down payment is? The down payment is ever how much they bought that car for. And then the difference, that's the gravy. So they sell or finance that difference, a buy here, pay here lot, and they're charging interest on that. That's what wholesale and finance is. So that's a new one, one of the four new ones. The next one we got up is wholetail. This is not a corner downtown somewhere that I'm talking about. This is wholetail. So WHO, just like we have wholesale, now we have wholetail. And what that is it's basically wholesaling to a retail buyer. So I love doing these things because I get quick, fast cash, and it works if you need it. So I buy a house in a decent neighborhood, and it's in a cookie cutter area. It's probably not going to work in low income neighborhoods where the houses are tore up and things like that. So you make an offer, you get a deal put together, you got a contract on this house. It's in a great neighborhood. And so what I'll do is I'll go to Home Depot, not get one of my real estate signs, go to Home Depot and get a FSBO sign for sale by owner, stick it in the front yard with your phone number on it or whatever. And so then you're going to have the nosy neighbors are going to call. And more times than not, you got nosy neighbors that's going to call and they want to find out how much they're trying to sell it for and this and that. And I don't clean it up. It can be a retail fixer-upper, which means I get rid of the old people smell that's in it, cut the grass and maybe clean out the gutters. And if you junk in it, get all the junk out. But in a retail, in a consumer's eyes, that's a fixer-upper if it needs paint and carpet and the kitchen and the bath needs to be updated. That's fine. Don't do if it's got broken foundations and holes in the roof and all that. It ain't going to work. So I call that wholetail. So I put the FSBO sign in the front yard. Nosy neighbors are going to call. And you only do this for 2 weeks. And so here's what's going to happen. You're going to have an established person, whether it's they themselves or they got a son or daughter or niece or nephew or this and that. And man, this be a great starter home, a fixer-upper for somebody like that. So the wholetail, and here's how that works. I go 85% of what the ARV is minus repairs. And that's how I determine my wholetail price. And you can also repeat the, remember the wholesale and finance? You can do wholetail and finance if your buyer looks pretty daggone strong. And so you do that for 2 weeks with that FSBO sign. If that doesn't work, then you move on to another exit strategy and wholetail and finance. Now, the next one is one of the original three, which is buy and hold, make it a rental property. And then the next one here is retail. So a lot of times it's a fixer-upper. You put lipstick on it and make it pretty and then you sell it for top dollar. That's one of the original three. And then here's the last one. Many times after I put a deal together and I got a contract with a motivated seller to buy their property, I'm laying in bed at night thinking, oh man, you know what? That would have been a killer Roth IRA deal. So I added IRA. That's the brand new fourth one in there. So think about, will it fit into your IRA? Will it fit into a health savings account? Will it fit into a CISA education account for your kids, your grandkids, nieces, nephews, whoever? So think about that. And now you've got seven exit strategies instead of the original caveman, three exit strategies. Okay. Wholesale is number one. Wholesale and finance is number two. Wholetail is number three. Wholetail and finance is number four. Buy and hold is number five. Retail is number six. And then IRA deals is number seven. And so now you've got more choices on what your definition of a deal is and see where they fit. So that wraps up this one. And go out there and use these seven exit strategies on your next offer, and you'll be surprised. You'll see how those things work. Adios. See you on the next one. Bye-bye.
Glad you joined us for another episode of 5-Hour Real Estate Week. The best thing you can do now is put this information to action. To help you get started, Mike created a free resource for you called How to Buy 50 Houses a Year, Even with Your Job. Download it now by going to mikebutler.com/50houses. And we'll see you on the next episode.